it's just disappointing that we don't play as hard and as consistent as we practice every day. But that gets back to leadership on the floor.
That's Rick Barnes. A day removed after Tennessee gets thumped on the head down in Athens, Georgia. That 17-point loss hopefully motivates Tennessee and puts them in the right direction for a big victory tomorrow as they continue this back-to-back road trip now in Nashville. We welcome you back, 99.1 FM. You're listening to The Sports Animal as we are out and about at Rusty Wallace Honda on the way. Find out how you can score inside the Roaring 20s. They've got Honda Accords here. LXs for just $220 a month. Tyler and Will, but we hand things over to Eric Kane. It is a UT fall practice report. And Eric Kane, I got to say, well, better say basketball report, but Eric Kane, Tennessee again. That one's going to smart, but it's one of those where if Tennessee can toughen up, they should have a doozy of a time taking care of Vanderbilt coming up tomorrow out in Nashville.
Yeah, it's a team that's struggling really bad. 500 on the season at 8-8, winless in SEC play on a four-game losing streak. That
and
being
lost their
Vanderbilt.
Best score, right? And just lost their top scorer, top scorer in the SEC.
Aaron Nesmith was leading the SEC with 23 points per game. That was fifth nationally. He's out indefinitely with a right foot injury. So, it should be, I don't want to say cakewalk, but it should be a win for Tennessee. You got to take care of some business. That'll be at 6 o'clock, 5:30. The Vol Radio Network will take over our airwaves. Now, some players to keep in mind and watch out for now. No more, the leading scorer is out. But you have Saban Lee, who stepped up into that role, 15 points a game. He had 27 against Auburn last week. Scottie Pippen Jr., I know you've heard that name before. He scored in double figures each of the last 10 ball games. This team can shoot from outside, second in the leading the SEC in three-point field goal percentage, second in made three-pointers. A lot of youth on this team, as you'd expect, but struggling right now, 8-8 on a four-game losing streak as well, but can score. Scores over 76 points per game. That defense, though, gives up about 73. So,
What do the schedule look like for Tennessee this week, practice wise?
And so Rick Barnes will be meeting with the media later this afternoon at 1 o'clock. Tennessee will have a practice, a film study. After that, we'll practice at TBA this afternoon before heading on over to the Mid-State.
Did they take yesterday off in between the two games with a short turnaround?
To be completely honest, I'm not sure. We didn't get that in the media thing, but I would assume with the short turnaround, there was some rest and a lot of film study. I would imagine.
Yeah.
So
I will tell you this: the more and more I keep watching Rick Barnes be a teacher to Jordan Bone and really helped him defensively often. And I thought maybe it was just a point guard thing, but I think it's more about just kind of being that pesky lockdown defender. He is trying to get every ounce he can out of Santiago Viscovi every single possession. It seems anytime Viscovi's touching the basketball, you can hear Rick Barnes, whether it's from the Vol Network radio microphone, whether ESPN has the courtside mic potted up just a little too loud. But Rick Barnes, if there's anybody he's trying to get the most out of and try to find the greatness out of, it's Santiago Viscovi. And Viscovi looked very soft. Now, granted, he probably had potentially the number one pick in the NBA draft guarding him last game, Will. But if that's the case, we could see something special in Viscovi. Maybe because he's just tired of hearing his coach in his ear, but play well, play tough, and perhaps maybe Rick Barnes will dial it back just a tad.
Well, that's going to be the big one for this one is keep guys in front of you. The last couple times that they've lost in the SEC, it's been an issue of guards just blowing by your guards getting into lane, making that happen. Now, you're talking about two freshmen that are out there on these guys on the perimeter, and a lot of the times you thought Lamonte was going to be the guy that was out on the perimeter on the ball guarding those guys. So you're asking a lot, and you're asking them to grow up very quickly defensively. And what you're seeing from Tennessee, I think, is what you get from a young team, guys, which is when you talk about putting that many young players on the floor, that many freshmen on the floor at a time, you're just going to get ups and downs. And that's where and you can see at times Josiah Jordan-James looks like, man, he's really locking somebody down defensively for a trip or two down the court. And then you might see one game where it just seems like for a half, where's he at defensively? And Viscovi's going to be the same way, and frankly, he's going to be even farther behind that. And that's just the difference between international basketball a little bit. So that's tough. And Tennessee's going to have those ups and downs. This is a game that you should win, that you got to go in if you want to be able to improve some things and even sniff the tournament. This is a game you've got to go get a W in.
Yeah,
and it's a terrible Vandy team.
For sure. And Rick Barnes, to your point real quick before we wrap things up, offensively for those guys like Santiago Viscovi, for Josiah James, Rick Barnes challenging those guys post-game against Georgia to get the offense kickstarted, to get it going, because they really haven't hit that wave yet because they're letting the penetration of the defense get it before they get to half court and all that stuff. So that's something offensively that those two guys are continuing to have to work on as well. But again, Rick Barnes today at 1 o'clock. There'll be a film session. The practice shortly thereafter. We'll have audio video up on 99.1 The Sports Animal later this afternoon. Tennessee and Vanderbilt at Vanderbilt, 6 o'clock, 5:30 Eastern Time. The Vol Radio Network will take over the airwaves. That's tomorrow. Today's UT practice report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. You can get your pool started now, from design to construction to maintenance. One call can do it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527 or visit online, poolsbyheritage.com.
All right, so how do the Titans knock off Kansas City on Sunday afternoon with a chance to head to the Super Bowl? And Titans fans, maybe you're halvesies right now. You got one foot on your favorite franchise, but your foot, perhaps maybe the other one, is on the Tennessee Titans. Could a Super Bowl victory officially flip you? It's okay to admit it, and will you actually admit it? Tyler will. A lot more to get into when it comes to the Final Four in the NFL playoffs on the way. 99.1 FM, you're listening to the Esports Animal.